Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
Get organised eventually. Right, the word I'm going to talk about tonight, just one word, four letters. Some people already know what this word is from things that we've put on the overhead and things like that. But this word I heard mentioned about 20 times as we were praying in there. And I've heard it about from most of the people in here since we came in tonight. Is anybody intrigued to know what this word is?
Not food.
I could understand it being food, but it's not food. No. I've got it wrote on this card here. And for the benefit of those that are probably going to be listening sort of on the recording, what I want to do is when I reveal this word, you need to shout it as loud as you can. Right? I think you'll be able to see it. I think most people will be able to read it.
Amen.
How pathetic. You have to do better than that.
Amen.
Oh, a lot better. I'm keeping this. If I see anybody nodding off and you see me lift this up, you shout amen as loud as that. So what we're going to talk about tonight is this word, amen. When you think about it, how many times have you used it today? How many times do you use it in everyday life? As Christians, we probably use it quite a lot. Non-Christians, probably not so much. It's a word that we often use at the end of the prayers. And when Gary just said prayers tonight, and Gary said amen, a lot of people here said, amen. And then Gary said, amen, again. So it's like something which reciprocates, isn't it? It's something that we hear when we agree with something from God's word. Sometimes we say it, don't we? And it's sometimes we use this word, amen, in songs, as we probably have done this week, or we will do later on, if not already. Right, if you think about it, every church that you've probably ever been to has got what I call an amen person. Right, and this amen person says amen to absolutely anything. You know what I'm talking about? Sometimes they even add brother on the end, or sister. So I could say something like, let's praise God together, and that person shout, amen! Amen, brother! You've seen them, haven't you? And heard them. We've got some here. In fact, you'll all be listening after this sermon. So you know, Brian, know these some here because I've heard them. Not that I'm saying that that's wrong, but I'm just looking at why we should say amen or should not say amen. If I shouted or said, it's good to be in the house of the Lord, his response would be, or her response would be, amen.
Brother.
It could be brother. Or sister, if a sister were preaching. This person might be out there in the car park and someone else might park the car well and he might say, amen! Well, good parking. So I'm talking here about habitual ameners, right? Sometimes these people, and we're going to look a little bit about this, about ourselves as well later on, sometimes when these people shout amen, or say amen, when it's not really applicable, when it's sort of sometimes inappropriate. Oh, the youth room's burnt down. Amen, brother! And they can't help it.
I'm thinking
about it. You know what I mean, don't you? The mother-in-law's had a nasty accident. Amen! Ooh, maybe not inappropriate. Right, here's a question for you, and answer this truthfully. Have you ever said amen to something and then thought, well, I ever said amen to that? There's a few reasons why you might not have said amen to it, but there wasn't really a need for you to say that. And maybe you were caught napping during the sermon and you suddenly looked up and said, amen! Because you didn't want to, somebody looked at you and realise you were napping. Then, all of a sudden, you realise that it doesn't fit, and everyone's looking at you. I'm sure we've all done something like that at some time or another with this word, haven't we? Maybe you're not sure what Amen actually means, or where you might actually say it. Well, I'm going to read you something from the Unger's Bible Dictionary, which explains about Amen. Now, I couldn't explain it any better. There's some long words in here. I might need you for this, Julie. I might not even be able to read it with my eyes. Yeah. I've got some brackets again to bring them. That's what it is. Like, that's big. Right, Amen. In Hebrew, the same word is Amen. In Greek, the same word is Amen. And what it initially meant was true, faithful. A word used to affirm and confirm a statement. Strictly an adjective, meaning firm. Metaphorically faithful. It came to be used as an adverb by which something is asserted or confirmed. Used at the beginning of a sentence, it emphasizes what is about to be said. It is frequently so employed by our Lord and is translated truly. It is often used to confirm the words of another and add the wishes or success to another's vows and predictions. The repetition of the word employed by John alone in his gospel 25 times has the force of a superlative, most assuredly. It was a custom which passed over from synagogues into the Christian assemblies that when he who had read or discoursed had offered up a solemn prayer to God, the others in attendance responded,
Amen.
I was too quiet. And thus made the substance of what was uttered their own. I think that probably that's the time in which we most use this word. When we say Amen at the end of prayers, when we say Amen in agreement to what someone else has said to us. So, to put it simply, saying Amen to what someone else is saying is a way of saying, yes, I agree. That's right, let it be so. In Old Testament times, the people shouted or said Amen together at certain times or when certain things were said, as in a few of verses we're going to look at now. Very quickly, 1 Chronicles 16. Blessed be the Lord God of Israel from everlasting to everlasting. And all the people said,
Amen.
And praise the Lord. So that's the first one. The next one is, there's quite a few in Psalms, but I just want to look at this one in Psalm. And it's from Psalm 41. And I'm just going to read verse 12 and verse 13. As for me, you uphold me in my integrity and set me before your face forever. Blessed be the Lord God of Israel from everlasting to everlasting.
Amen.
And,
Amen.
Yeah, says it twice there, they're getting a bit carried away now. And the next one is, again, from Psalms, and it's Psalm 72. I'm going to read verse 18 and verse 19. Blessed be the Lord God, the God of Israel, who only does wondrous things, and blessed be his glorious name forever, and let the whole earth be filled with his glory.
Amen.
Amen. And
Amen.
Twice again, and it's like I said, they're getting a bit carried away. Now, probably, if I asked you which was the most famous Amen in the Bible, what would you say? Exactly. And this is one, we're not going to look at the Lord's Prayer, but I just want to I am going to read it to you. This is from Matthew 6. I'm looking at from verse 9 to verse 13. In this manner, therefore, pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive those that are debtors. And do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever.
Amen.
Amen. Now, whose words are these? Who gave us the Lord's Prayer?
Jesus,
yeah. These are the words of Jesus at the end of the Lord's Prayer, with all the profound and important things that are said in the Lord's Prayer. Now, it was an important thing which Jesus left us, wasn't it? A sample prayer, something important. And then right at the end of it, Jesus uses that word. Amen. Let it be. I agree. That's where it's going to be. And Jesus found it important to say Amen. He didn't have to say it, did he? But he just said the Lord's Prayer and that would have been it. But he said Amen because he agreed with the things that were being said, and he wanted us to agree with the things that were being said. There was a man that went to buy a donkey. Not just any donkey, this was a special donkey. This donkey belonged to a preacher. This man went to buy this donkey, thought, that's a good looking donkey. I'm going to buy that donkey. And the man says to him, this is a special donkey, it belonged to a preacher. And he says, it will only move if you say, praise the Lord. He says, so you get on it, see on the donkey, shout, praise the Lord. And the donkey will set off. He says, but when you want the donkey to stop, you have to shout, Amen. So you can practice that one. Yeah, when you want the donkey to stop, you have to shout Amen. He thought, well, not too keen on that, but at least it's a good donkey, and the price is right, so he bought the donkey. So the man gets on the donkey, decides he's going to best have a test drive of this donkey, as you would do if you bought your new car. So he gets on the donkey, and he shouts, praise the Lord! And off the donkey trots. And he shouts, praise the Lord! And the donkey goes a little bit faster. And they thought, well, I better see if this donkey stops. So he shouts, Amen!
Amen!
And the donkey comes to a sudden stop. So I thought, well, at least it does do what it's supposed to do. I can get on with this donkey as long as I remember to use praise the Lord and Amen as the signals for it to do things. So he gets on his donkey, rides off into the distance. And while he's riding away, says, praise the Lord! And off the donkey goes. He thinks, well, I could do it going a little bit faster. So he says, praise the Lord again. And the donkey sets off trotting away merrily to itself. But what he doesn't realise is that he's heading straight for a cliff. Now, he hasn't been given any directions for turning left or right, only for stopping and starting. And this man's a little bit like me. He's forgot the stop word. And he's thinking, well, I know it was something religious. Bible! Lord! Prayer! And he's shouting all these words out and couldn't think of anything. And all the meantime, the donkey's getting closer and closer to the edge of the cliff. Eventually thinks, well, there's nothing else that I can do but pray. And he says his prayer, Lord, please help this donkey to stop or I'm going to die. Amen. And the donkey goes, right on the edge of the cliff, while looking down the cliff. And he shouts, praise the Lord! And off he goes. I found that interesting. I quite like that. Yeah, quite funny. But we do use Amen a lot more than what we think, don't we? Let's look at another New Testament occurrence of the word Amen. This one's from 2 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 20. For all the promises of God in Him are yes, and in Him,
Amen.
To the glory of God through us. Excuse me, my voice is starting to go a bit. So all God's promises in Him, that is Jesus, in Jesus, are yes, and in Him, again Jesus, they are Amen. So God has made loads of promises to us, his people, and in the past to his people. So this verse could be interpreted, I hope you agree with me on this, if we keep our lives based on Jesus and in Jesus, then God says yes to granting the promises and blessings in his word to us. If we keep our lives based on Jesus and in Jesus, then God says, amen. No, let it be. These promises are for you. Why not have them? If God has promised you things which you haven't yet seen, so long as we stay in Jesus, the promises will come to pass. Because God says yes, and he says amen, when we keep our lives rooted in Jesus. And as the promise is released from God, you can hear the word saying, amen, let it be. You know, I said it would be, and it is. Oh, this one better, a bit more modern one. Have it! You've heard that, haven't you? That's got to be worth another.
Amen.
Not bad. At least it'll keep people awake. Now, I don't think it actually says this in the Bible, but if someone is preaching and you agree with something that they say, if you shouted,
amen,
what would it do?
Surprise.
Yeah, probably. It would mean that you agreed with them, as we've said. But another thing happens as well. It probably would encourage them, you know, that you're listening, you know, that you agree with what they're saying and that we're all in the same mind, wouldn't it? It would probably encourage the preacher to preach even better. And I could do it for that. So if you don't like my preaching, you know what to say. Also, if someone says amen, the preacher knows not everyone's asleep. Which is good, isn't it? Saying amen to other people's words and preachers and songs and talents and prophecies, etc., is a way of not only agreeing but also encouraging the speaker or the person, obviously at an appropriate time, not a blurt out when we're caught asleep or whatever, like we mentioned earlier. God does want us to be in agreement, doesn't he, and to encourage each other. He says when we're in agreement that he can then pour out his blessing. You know, when we're in unity and agreement. Maybe we only use this word at the end of prayers, but there's a lot more scope for us to use this word in our Christian lives and in the Christian church. Just want to read you a verse from Revelation 5. Well, it's two verses actually. Revelation 5 and verse 13 and 14 says this: and every creature which is in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and such as are in the sea and all that are in them, I heard saying, blessing and honour and glory and power to him who sits on the throne and to the Lamb for ever and ever. Then the four living creatures said,
amen.
And the 24 elders fell down and worshipped him who lives for ever and ever. In heaven, this word is of amen is still going to be used. You know, there's a lot of words in this world that we'll probably never use again when we get to heaven. But amen is one of them where I think we will be using a lot. Because we'll all be in so much agreement, we'll all be worshipping God together. And every time someone says, praise God, somebody's got to say amen. So, it's going to happen, isn't it? But this scripture says that even the creatures, you know, will say amen. We can't imagine sort of creatures speaking, can we, and saying those things. But it's heaven. There's no impossibilities in heaven, is there? Even the creatures will say amen. We will be in total agreement in heaven, and we won't want to be able to stop saying amen as we praise God together. This is a question where I think probably most people in here will know. What is the last word in the Bible? It's not an hard question.
Amen.
Amen. Yeah, if we turn to the last book in in the Bible, Revelations 22, and the last verse, well, I'll do the last two, verse 20 and verse 21. He who testifies to these things says, surely I am coming quickly. Amen. Even so, come Lord Jesus. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ be with you all.
Amen.
So the last word in the Bible is Amen. Do you think that's significant? I think it is, because it's saying that everything in the Word of God is relevant, you know, and that we agree with everything that is in the Word of God. You know, so everything is right, you know, and it's ready, and it's or it's done. All the promises, all the things that are in there for us, we can say Amen to, can't we? And at the end of the Bible it says, Amen. What I'd like us to try and do tonight is, I hope we can do it, is that we're going to not learn a song, but sing a song which not inspired me, but reminded me about this word Amen. I listened to a Christian radio called K-Love, which is transmitted from America, and this song comes on quite often. I thought, I really like that song, and it's called Let All the People Say Amen. Quite a upbeat song, if you feel you want to dance or clap or just say Amen. You can say Amen. We're going to put the words up, but we're going to play the song on CD, because I think Gary and them enough time to learn it. We're only coming off melodies, so what we'll do is we'll sing it off the CD. If you feel you want to sing along, then sing along. It's